everybody. I am at Disney Interactive Studios in Glendale, California, where Tim, international producer, has been so gracious to give us a preview and demo of the new Xbox 360 game Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Let's start at the beginning. Give me a little bit of the story and the plot line here.
Sure. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End is the title of the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean film. Mm-hmm. So everything that you're going to experience in that film, you're going to get to do in the game here.
The third film, it's a trilogy, right?
Right. It's the third film. But what we're really excited about is we've got all the content from the second film, which hopefully you've seen, Dead Man's Chest.
Oh, I love them all. You know, Johnny Depp, good times.
So when you boot up the game and you hit the start button, you'll be actually starting at the beginning of the second film, Dead Man's Chest. And then you get to work your way all the way through that film and the upcoming third film.
Okay, and now we were talking a little bit earlier, you said you get to play multiple characters, you get to play as Johnny Depp.
Captain Jack, you've also got Will Turner and Elizabeth Swann are your three main characters. Mm-hmm. And then you also get to play or control a lot of secondary characters as well. So like Pintel and Rigetti, the kind of comic duo that people remember from the films. Mm-hmm. Also Captain Barbossa, Jeffrey Rush's character, and a bunch of other playable characters as well.
Awesome, well let's take a look at the game.
Okay.
Sort of walk me through, explain what we're doing. It's an action-adventure game. Is there, how many levels, we talked about gameplay, you said about 12 hours?
Yeah, we're anticipating that, you know, the average
player, just to do your basic, right?
If you want to just get through the story, we're thinking that's probably about how long it's gonna take you.
Right.
But we've got a lot of achievements and other things that you can unlock in the game. So if you're into that, you've definitely got a lot more content there.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna jump in here and show you a little bit of the combat and some of the other features of the game.
Okay. How far into the game are we right now?
This level is part of the sort of movie two, if you will, section. This is where Jack's ship, the Black Pearl, is attacked by the Flying Dutchman, which is Davy Jones' ship.
Yeah.
So this is the first time you get to see Davy Jones, which you'll see here in just a moment. We actually got help from Industrial Light and Magic, so we used the models that they used to make the special effects right into the game. So you see his character coming up on the screen
it's
right here.
It's unbelievable how much it really looks like, you know.
There you go.
There we go.
So I'll show you a little bit of the combat here. Basically, we have a really cinematic combat system that we put together. So you've got a bunch of different attacks here. I'm controlling Will right now. I've got a basic sword attack, which I can put together for some different combos on the characters here. I've also got a grab move that you see right there.
Yeah.
And then I can punch characters with my offhand as well. So you can combine sword attacks with punch attacks, make those into combos. Another fun thing you can do in the game is you can grab a character and you can actually throw them around. So if I grab this guy and just push in the direction I want to throw him, I can kind of throw him around the level.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get it just right, you can actually throw them into each other and knock them down like dominoes. It's pretty fun.
Now, is all of the combat sword-based? I mean, are there other weapons you get, guns or cannons?
You do have a few other things you can pick up. You do get to shoot cannons, of course. Everyone wants to shoot the cannons. You've also got a flintlock, which has a limited number of bullets. So that's your gun. You got to pick up bullets, so you want to use that.
Okay.
When it's worth it. You also can pick up throwing knives and grenades and a few other items as well, like bottles you can break over people's heads.
Oh, I love that.
In the baller fights.
I like that a lot. Old Molotov cocktail toast.
One of the cool features we have is what we're calling multiple pirate control, which is where by pressing a direction on the button pad, I can switch back and forth real time. So right now I'm controlling Jack running around the ship here. But I've also got a health meter for two other characters. If I press left, now I'm controlling Will. And then I press left again, and now I'm controlling Gibbs. So I can actually control multiple characters during some of these epic fights.
When you're not controlling one of the characters, will they be getting beat up or harmed or helping in the fight? Is there any sort of natural reaction that they do, or they just sort of go to sleep?
The whole game isn't with, like, constantly controlling different characters,
right.
In these moments, basically the AI is controlling the other characters. So they're fighting on their own, they're doing their best.
But so they're helping you out.
For sure, but you definitely want to watch their health and make sure that, you know, if they're getting a little low, you might want to flip over to control them and find a health pickup. So if anyone dies, anyone in your party dies or is defeated during a battle, then you have to restart the battle. So you want to keep sure they all stay alive.
Okay, gotta watch out for your own. Now, a lot of my friends have been really impressed with, you know, you've really nailed the swagger dance. Did you guys motion capture, or is it just an amazing design artist team that got, you know, Captain Jack's absolute, you know, drunken stupor walk down perfectly?
Actually, we did use a lot of extensive motion capture. We had a couple great motion capture actors who were really able to capture the nuances, especially of Jack's character, but of all the characters, actually. So that's one of the ways we're really trying to bring you into the feel of the franchise and of the world of the game is through these little animations that come across, like Jack's walk. Even his idle animation is very Jack.
Oh, really? What is it?
Yeah, he's just kind of got a little bit of a swagger.
You already have
I'll show you one other, a few things real quick. We've got some cool finishing moves. Basically, all the characters, all the main characters have up to 4 finishing moves. So this guy right here, the Hammerhead character, Macus, is sort of like a mini-boss character. And let me get around here and fight him. I'll show you right
now. Is there a lot of puzzle solving involved?
There's a fair amount of puzzle solving, and there's also some really cool interactions with the environment, which after I take care of him with that cool finishing move, I can show you a little bit of the interaction with the environment. So, you know, being a pirate is more than just fighting with your sword. You can do things like I'm doing right here, where I'm climbing up onto the top of the Black Pearl here, because I need to get over to the other ship. So we've got some cool interaction like this, and when I get up here to the top, here as I'm walking across the beam here, this is a beam balance mechanic. So I need to keep my balance as I walk across, and then I can swing over. I've also got some really cool ways you can use your sword when you're interacting with the environment. So you'll be running up a ledge and sticking your sword into a wall and climbing yourself up higher.
That's great.
You can also climb down ropes. You can slide down ropes. We've got, you can put your sword over a zip line and slide down. Mm-hmm. You can also stick your sword into a sail, slide down a sail.
Great.
So we think that everything you'd want to do as a pirate, we're going to give you a chance to do in the game.
Very cool. It looks great. I mean, obviously, visually it looks great. The action sounds great. I want to actually just play it. So I'm going to call this quits right now, and hopefully you'll let me take control of the Xbox 360. All right, Pirates of the Caribbean. At World's End, May 22nd. Yep. Check it out. Thank you.
Thanks.